Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We're going to head out to South Central North Dakota, Emmons County, NDSU Extension. Emily Trespass joins us. Hello, Emily.
Hello, Mick.
Hey, good to chat with you again. Emmons County kind of made the news yesterday. You had a couple of COVID-19 cases there. How's everything in Emily's life?
Well, thank you for asking, first off, and I'm doing good. Yeah, we're trying to be as safe as we can, too, NDSU Extension and just in Emmons County in general, and so I'm doing well. Our office is doing well, and so how are you, though? Are you doing
well,
good, too?
Yeah, same thing. I'm staying at home, socially distancing. I think my dog likes me more. I'm not sure about my wife. We'll see. Anyway, now in Linton there, is the courthouse open or is it closed?
So we're technically on a lockdown, so we're limiting public access and trying to break up as much contact as possible. But all of our offices, for the most part, are still functioning and running, and so. Like for our office, an example, you can always still call our office and email us, and we're trying to still engage our producers and all of our other community members, and so it's just that we're kind of limiting access to visitors. So
yep, that's all a great idea, and it's the right thing to do for sure. We need more of that, and especially now, Palm Sunday last week, a lot of people struggled with that. Easter this Sunday, a lot of people are struggling with that. Nobody's going to town. The malls are closed. Everything is just different. But the work of extension continues, even though you're not doing face to face. So, I guess what are some of the things that's going on in Emmons County?
Well, we certainly try to keep up on our social media that we have. We have our NDSU Extension webpage for Emmons County that we have materials on where you can find local resources to, figure out if you need and are wanting to get your groceries delivered and some of the other state and other COVID-19 related resources that we have linked on there. And of course, too, we have our Facebook page. So we're always posting different things on there, whether it's related to different agriculture related opportunities or other different financial well-being and mental health well-being things as well in this kind of unusual time, just to put it mildly. And so those are some of the things that we're doing, and then obviously still taking phone calls and reaching out to people and being available as best we can.
I would assume that as farmers are calling the extension office there in Linton, they're kind of chomping at the bit, waiting to get out in the field real soon.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's kind of been chipping and trying to pick away at the crop that's still out there from 2019. But guys are just so itching to get out there and get in the field. Some of the wet conditions that we were feeling from fall are still kind of lingering around. Some roads are not that nice to drive on and kind of squishy. But ultimately, if the conditions are right and the roads are permitting, they're, making plans to get things going this spring.
All right, you have to give us a ballpark figure, I guess. Yesterday we got 81% of the corn in North Dakota harvested, number from National Ag Statistics Service. Around Linton, how far off of that number are you?
I would say that we're not that far off. There's a lot of guys, like I said, that have been chipping away, when the ground was froze, getting out up early in the morning and getting out there with the combines and going. So I'd say that, that number is, we're pretty comparable to that in Emmons County.
All right, good. But guys are still driving stuck, though, I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, it's just definitely still wet conditions out there. If there's still, it's been so nice out, and we don't think that there could be any snow around, but if there's, you know, been snow sitting in a big pile in some of those fields where they've got corn along the edges, you know, or they've just had that much moisture in them, people are still definitely getting stuck out there. So, you know, like I say, it's just being careful and being cautious as you're going into those fields.
This is only Tuesday. It was Saturday that some people got 9, 10, 12 inches of snow in eastern North Dakota, northwest Minnesota. How much snow did you get there in Emmons County?
Well, you know, I kind of heard that we had anywhere from 5 to 7 inches of snow, just kind of depended on where you were at in the county. So I can look out my window here, and there's not a snow pile to be seen here in front of the courthouse. So we've had a couple of really nice warm days here the last couple of days. So that 5-7 inches disappeared pretty quickly.
Boy, and the same is true pretty much everywhere. A little dose of rain last night or the night before for in some places, and some places today now getting a little bit of a rain, April shower, so to speak, and that's chewing up the last of the snow on the ground. So how, ballpark figure, how soon before guys can get in the field there?
Well, I think it kind of depends on how, you know, warm and how nice it can, you know, hold out here for the next week or two. And also, you know, the wind. We are famous for our North Dakota wind. So if the wind keeps blowing and helping dry things out, you know, I'm hopeful that guys are able to get in at least, you know, maybe mid to late April, hopefully. But that'll depend on, like I said, I guess on temperature and you know, how fast things are going to dry out for us.
Yeah, and you've got some rolling land down there. I'm sure the hilltops might be ready before the coulees are.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, those low areas, they might take a little bit more time. So, you know, if you've got a place that's got a lot of low ground area, you know, that might take a little bit longer time to definitely dry out than some of those hilltops.
Yeah. Are the calves dropping furiously there? How are the cows and calves doing?
You know, we're in the swing of spring calving now, and so, yes, calves are definitely dropping. You know, we have a good number of producers that take, and, you know, we have producers that spread. They start either some of them in February or they start here in May. So, you know, we're probably, I would say, close to that halfway point calving, considering some of the people who start really early. But, yeah, there are a lot of calves dropping, and for the most part, they're healthy. For the, you know, people that are dealing with some, you know, some wet lots or they're just full of mud, might be seeing some more issues with calf diarrhea or coccidiosis. So those are a couple of things to be on the lookout, especially considering, you know, if your pens are a little bit on the wetter side.
Yeah. As we move forward here, you know, I think today is going to be the last really, really nice day. There'll be a lot of 40s, even some 30s for highs as we go through the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, the calves are loving a day like today, but not every day is going to be like this. So, got to give them, they're the cash, so we got to take good care of them. Any other thoughts on what's happening out there in South Central North Dakota, Emily?
You know, everybody, like I said, is just itching to get to their spring's work. And so, you know, just as you guys get to your spring's work and maybe start emptying those grain bins just to stay safe and, you know, never enter a grain bin if you don't absolutely have to. And they don't even want you to enter it if you have to. But if you do, you know, make sure you've got the proper safety equipment in place because, you know, obviously we want all our producers to be safe and avoid any kind of grain accidents because with all the wet grain that we put in the bins this year, you know, there's just more of a chance for that grain to bridge or stick to the sides of the bins. So just be safe out there and, yeah. That's about all I guess have additional to say.
Alrighty, Emily Trespass, NDSU Extension, Emmons County, Linton, North Dakota. Alright, hey, thank you very much for the visit, Emily. Hope all goes well for the spring out there for the producers there in South Central North Dakota. Thank you for the update.
Thanks, Nick.
Yep, we'll talk to you again soon.